Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG, that's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Not only on our website, but it's also on our podcast. So if you miss this, you can go to smartwithyourmoney.com and listen to any of these segments, and they're also part of our podcast. So if you search iTunes or you search Google Play, look for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman. And start to listen to these podcasts. We've had thousands of downloads the last few months. And
it's kind of cool.
Also, check us out on Facebook. Hit the like button on Facebook. We have almost 3,000 fans on Facebook, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time. So I am joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tam.
I'm crossing my eyes and sticking my tongue
yes,
out.
Yes, as I embarrass you on a weekly basis. You are, though. I appreciate
this
labor of love as we share with people every Sunday. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good time together.
All right, so there's been a lot going on recently, Tammy.
There has.
You had a funny story with your parents.
Oh, yeah. You know, my parents have been married 49 years, and it's, you know, there's a lot of mom stories out there that mothers knows best, you know, no metal hangers, wire hangers. You remember that? So
my mommy dearest.
Yeah, mommy dearest. So mom does know best, but my dad didn't think so. So short story. I'll try to make it short because there's a lot of funny things that went on. But my dad said that the car wasn't running right. So they break down on the side of the road. And of course, you know, the typical wife scene of like, I told you. Mom said to pull off at the exit before when things weren't going well, to go into the coffee shop so she could have her coffee and all this. They're in rural America. So the exits are really far in between. But anyway, so they finally get pulled over and they're waiting for the tow truck, but they want to get out of the car. But they had a blonde moment, I'll say. I'm blonde, so I can say this. They had a blonde moment where they're sitting there and my mom's like, well, try the car again, Dusty. So he turns the key and she puts the window down. She reaches outside to try to open the door. She's like, that's not working. Now, keep in mind, it's pouring down rain. And so they're sitting there 15 minutes.
I love it.
She said, seriously, Tammy, we sat there 15 minutes waiting for my sister, who lives really close to them.
Well, so she reached out to
She reached
to open
outside,
the car door,
right, to open the car door.
Right, and lowers
with
the window
down, with it raining. So 15 minutes of rain coming down on my mom.
But they couldn't roll the window back up?
Correct.
Oh, because the window.
Battery was dead.
Okay.
So, and my mom just hurt her hip, her leg, so she can't crawl in the back. So this whole thing, and they're sitting there 15 minutes, and then they finally realize, why did we not just unlock the door from inside? So
and
she
it's
had
too
to
late. The window's already down.
That's right. So they finally got a jump for my sister. The window came up and all that good stuff, but she had to call me and tell me that, and she goes, welcome to being old.
So, welcome to being old, but I think, you know, what's the moral of the story?
You should always listen to your wife.
All right, so that's
should have got
really
off at the exit so mom
really
could have had her coffee and have the tow truck get you.
All right, well, so. Tammy, one place where I listened to my wife was to buy our last investment property.
Yeah, it
so
was
we have
fun.
One on, we'll call it the Oak Ridge property because it's one that –
yeah,
we bought and I helped
St. Peter's, Missouri.
Yeah, and I helped handle the purchase of it, but the rehab part was all you. That was your, it was your baby, and it's pretty cool. You rehabbed the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now it's sold, and we can look back on that one and be ready to move to the next one. Mm-hmm. But you did a fantastic job with it.
Well, thank you, babe.
So I was very, very proud of you. I love the work that you did because you did things that I wouldn't have been able to see. My vision. You know, I'm not a great decorator. like many men that are listening, probably that's not our forte.
Right.
So letting you do your thing, not just in the decorating, but you did a lot of the work yourself too.
The construction part. Yeah. I mean, it was a fun project, and I appreciate you and just working as a team together on a project like that. So it was good.
Fun. So here's why we bring this up. So we're looking for our next property.
Right.
And if you're listening right now, you may be able to actually help us find our next property. So here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to think through anybody you know, if you're listening right now, where it may be an estate situation. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe a parent's gone into a nursing home and now the kids need to sell the house. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's full of junk. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe an estate situation. Maybe one of your neighbors with a house that's in really bad shape and you know that they need to sell it. Mm-hmm. It might be a house you know is going to foreclosure or one that you know is going to be a short sale. If you know of one of those opportunities, send us a quick text message. Say flip opportunity. Mm-hmm. Okay, send us a text message to 314-472-DOUG. That's mm-hmm. 314-472-3684. So 472-3684. And write flip opportunity if you know of a property that would be a really good opportunity out there.
Yeah, could be good.
Yeah, we'd love to work with you on it.
Yeah.
And we will follow up with you with a phone call and mm-hmm. get some details from you.
Yep.
So, Tammy, we've had a lot of election aftermath.
It's been interesting to watch Trump pick his candidates, or his cabinet is what I meant to say.
It has. Yeah. And it's also been interesting watching how the market has reacted to him mm-hmm. getting elected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that everybody estimated that the market would react quite as strongly as it has mm-hmm. to his election.
I had confidence because he's businessman. I felt like that it would, but it's neither here nor there.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the election aftermath mm-hmm. and what has happened in the economy since then. So here's a couple of quick things that happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the stock market loved it.
Right.
Okay. Because they think he's going to be pro business.
Right.
So people are pouring money into stocks.
Right. Investments.
So to pour money into stocks, where does that money come from? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it had to come out of bonds.
Correct. That's how that works.
And that's, and bonds is where mortgage mm-hmm. interest rates are based.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched interest rates go up about 0.75% mm-hmm. in a matter of a few weeks. Which is that's a very dramatic jump.
Correct.
Which choked off a lot of refinance possibilities for some people. Mm-hmm. Although there are some. I just had one this week. Somebody that was at 5.25% on their rate. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't still do it.
Well, they couldn't do it a couple of years ago because their house wasn't valued high enough.
Right.
Now the market's appreciated. And there is still room for them, even though rates are in the low fours now.
Yeah, it's still not a bad rate.
There's still room for them to be able to do it. So, if you want to know more information about that, and if you've been in, if you've been in a house, or let's say you're under contract and it's new construction and you have a 4-month period, well, you need to choose very wisely when you lock in your interest rate.
Yeah, that's true.
There's something called the dead cat bounce. Have you ever heard that?
Only when I was a kid, and so it wasn't good.
Well, so when you see a market that crashes, the dead cat bounce is where it hits the bottom and it bounces back some. Not much of a bounce, though. It's mm-hmm. a dead cat bounce because it's not – people are looking for that recovery.
That's an awful reference,
and to come back. Yeah, it's just the market term they use for it, the dead cat bounce. And that's kind of what interest rates did. I mean, as the market tumbled, it bounced slightly, but then it just continued to get worse as far mm-hmm. as interest rates go. So I would recommend don't wait for them to come back to where they were because it's not going to happen.
Right, not for a little while.
Well, not for a long time, and mm-hmm. I actually think with Trump in office, it's very unlikely. The reason we've had such a low interest rate environment for so many years
mm-hmm.
is with Obama in office, the economy was stagnant. It wasn't moving forward. And with a stagnant economy, you could have low interest rates.
Correct, right. Because they were trying to stimulate the economy.
Right. But it just wasn't working.
It wasn't working.
It never happened.
Right.
So now he's actually, Trump is now appointing several cabinet members, and there's
Ben
a couple
Carson.
There's a couple that affect housing that I think we should probably mm-hmm. talk about. So,
okay.
Yes, you just mentioned Ben Carson, mm-hmm. Secretary of HUD. Mm-hmm. So that's the Housing and Urban Development. Great pick. I love that pick. Even though he does not have housing experience, that is one brilliant man.
Mm-hmm.
I love the movie Gifted Hands. It was about him.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was a fantastic movie because he was a head of neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University, and he did some really groundbreaking surgery. They made a movie about the guy because
that's
of his
cool.
brilliance. Super smart. He grew up in the projects
mm-hmm.
and was able
that's
to come
good.
Out of it.
Right.
And even without housing experience, he's so smart, he's going to figure it out.
That's great.
And I like the fact that he's African American, and he wants to help the inner cities. He's really driven to do that. And I think his policies will be much more economically conservative, mm-hmm. you know, fiscally conservative, which I can respect.
Right.
So the other one, big one, was a Treasury Secretary. Okay, this was Steve Mnuchin. Right. Hard to pronounce his name sometimes. Almost
right.
Like Munchin, but Munchkin. Steve Mnuchin is a new Treasury Secretary.
Right.
That's a big pick. It's a bold pick. Some people are trying to criticize it. I think it's a fantastic pick. He's already come out.
Well, he's been in the bank. I mean, it's his family blood. The banking industry is in his family. I mean, his father was Goldman Sachs.
Was a Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And after 17 years there, left in 2002, started his own hedge fund. Mm-hmm. Which did very well. I mean, the guy's been a Hollywood producer. He's produced X-Men movies, Avatar.
Right.
Big time movies that he funded and produced. He also bought a bank. One West Bank, which is interesting. He bought it during the crisis. He bailed this bank out. They're about to go out of business. He comes in and bails them out. He's catching a lot of flack for this because he took advantage of the market and bought this failing bank and brought it back. And to bring it back, there were tons of delinquent customers, and he had to have some collection practices that were a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
And he's catching a lot of criticism for that. And I think he took advantage of the market, and it shows he's smart with money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. I like somebody as a Treasury Secretary that just understands the market.
Yep.
He gets it.
Agreed.
He definitely gets it.
Agreed.
So, what does Treasury Secretary do?
Right.
I think that's an important question because a lot of people don't even really know. So, they oversee, part of the jurisdiction is public debt, taxes, currency. And they also technically oversee the Internal Revenue Service and tax collection, even though they're not the ones that actually set policy.
Mm-hmm.
So he also, the printing and the manufacturing of currency, he's over that. But he doesn't control monetary supply. Okay, that's done
right.
by the Fed.
Right.
So a lot of people will get that mixed up. He also came out with policies on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He's already come out with his policies on that, saying that he wants to get them out from under government control.
I think that's a great thing.
It is a great thing. Now, what's going to be interesting is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have been spitting off all their profits back into the government to be spent elsewhere for a long time. So the government's now going to have to do without those profits.
That's true. So then that could increase taxes somewhere down the road.
Well, and here's where what he's saying is going to be in direct conflict with several Republicans. Several Republicans want to do away completely with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They want
right.
to get rid of them completely.
That's what I heard, right.
He's not saying that. He just wants to get them out of government control,
mm-hmm. Back,
much like it was before
right.
the crash,
right.
before the government had to actually take them over. And it worked for a long time.
Well, it's a pretty good revenue stream for the government right now. So that's going to be interesting to see how that kind of plays out.
One last housing note, too, that's interesting is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac both increased their loan limits. So they raised the conforming loan limit from $417,000 up to $424,100. It's the first time in about 12 years that they've changed that loan limit.
So what is a conforming loan?
Okay, so a conforming loan means that any loan that conforms to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines,
okay.
and if the loan limit is $424,100, that would mean that you have to have a loan amount at $424,100 or lower.
Okay.
If it's above that, it's a non-conforming loan, which is what they'll call a jumbo loan. So interesting news there, and to know why that's important. If you're looking at financing a home, we do a lot of jumbo loans, and we do a lot where we can structure a loan where we have first loan very close to the conforming loan limit, and we'll even do a second up above that so that somebody can end up buying a jumbo home without having to get a jumbo loan
on it.
Well,
so that's good.
Definitely important to know those conforming loan limits. If you want advice on your personal situation with that, definitely reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. In the 314-472-DOUG, and we'll take a look at your personal loan. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the ROI on renovations and how much is it worth to do the next job to your house. You listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.